You're listening to SBS News.
Dave Barker runs the National Dinosaur Museum in Canberra. He says the federal government's JobKeeper program has helped him keep his business open and his staff employed.
JobKeeper's been an absolute saviour. I've got about 25 staff here, of which 15 were eligible for JobKeeper. We're lucky that we've been well supported by visitors, and we thank people for coming to look after that.
But come Monday, the level of JobKeeper support will be reduced, and eligibility requirements for it will tighten. Mr. Barker says that will make his workers worse off.
Obviously, a lot of them are young students supplementing their student life here, and some of them have left university or left school and having to support themselves, so they're definitely going to be at a major disadvantage.
To that end, the government has announced new insolvency reforms aimed at helping to keep businesses alive once those wage subsidy payments and emergency pandemic protections end. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the reduction in support is necessary to get the Australian economy back on track. Mr. Frydenberg will soon hand down a federal budget that's expected to show a hole of around $200 billion in the nation's finances, the biggest since World War II. He says the budget will reveal more of what the government has in mind to get the economy back on track.
2021 budget, which will be delivered in just 12 days' time, will deal with a recession like no other in living memory. It will lay out the next phase of the government's economic recovery plan for Australia.
Mr. Frydenberg is hinting at income tax cuts, infrastructure spending, reskilling and retraining in the workforce, and industrial relations reforms as government initiatives. The Coalition has often promoted themselves as being the party that would bring the federal budget back to surplus, unlike their political opponents. But the pandemic has forced them away from that. Mr. Frydenberg saying that a budget surplus would now not be worth it.
It would now be damaging to the economy and unrealistic to target surpluses over the forward estimates, given what this would require us to do in terms of significant increases in taxes and large cuts to essential services.
Economist Stephen Kokoulis says there now might not be a budget surplus for 2 or 3 years.
What the Treasurer is saying is that he's happy for there to be a budget deficit, for there to be extra government spending until we get that unemployment rate back down to 6% or less. And only when we get there will he be looking to tighten fiscal policy to get the budget back towards surplus once we get that unemployment rate down. That's probably still, well, perhaps 2 or 3 years away.
The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate is currently 6.8%. But the federal opposition is warning the forthcoming scaling back of JobSeeker and JobKeeper payments will cause pain for many in the community. Opposition Social Services spokeswoman Linda Burney says the increased JobSeeker payment, which had already been the subject of a campaign to raise it before the pandemic, has given some vulnerable people dignity. She's told the ABC that some of these people will now have to make some awful decisions.
That people for the first time were living with some dignity. Now, that money is going to be reduced dramatically at the end of this week, and it will mean people will go without food. It will mean that people will not be able to look after their children and get them to school as they'd like to. And quite often the decision is between medication and eating.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.